Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. Get ready, get hair. It's Monday, and we've got Bonnie Albers in the back wings ready to help you with your love life and everything that you asked for. Angels, we're going to play Pat Branch. You wanted it, Bonnie. Here comes your rock and roll. Pat Branch, Don't Come Down Crashing.
Now
I want to thank all of you, and I close the psychic chat room today. We're having a lot of interference, so please just sit back and relax, because we're a radio show, not a chat show, and we want to love all of you that are here, and please enjoy the time we have with our phenomenal one and only Beauty That's a Cutie here in Florida, who helps individuals with her psychic ability, also with their love relationships. The lady who I tease, who has a lot of initials behind her name, because she's the real thing. Here's our Bonnie Alvers. How are you, Bonnie?
Hi, Jethro. Oh, my goodness. I first had it. I was dancing, and I was all tingly with that new song, and I thank you and so appreciate that rock song, especially because it's about love.
I was so grateful, and Pat Branch is a band in Canada, and they said, yes, we could use the music, and I was so excited, and we are going to promote all of you guys to get a hold of Pat Branch and buy music. We will be asking a few other songs. They have some beautiful music, and Bonnie, speaking of beautiful, we have a couple questions right off for you and your excellent gifts that you utilize to help others.
Oh, thank you, Jethro. I so appreciate every caller, and I appreciate all of your support, so thank you.
Thank you. And those of you in the queue, we are full, so hang tight, and there will be at least four or five through the phone. We have changed our format. We don't just read and answer and answer and answer. We do try to get as many of you in, but we also know that we need to teach and be informative. We've had numerous emails, and those of you who listen to our Friday show, is what we're having is one person is experiencing something and many others are. So it's great to listen in, and we know you all love to learn with our readings, and there are psychic classes I do teach if you'd be interested in that, or with Bonnie that she would sit down with you and do a one-on-one to help you learn how to help others. But we're going to go through with our emails, and starting right out, Bonnie, you have probably got one of the most biggest email lists I've been getting. One of the things that they're asking here is, Bonnie, I'm in love. I've been in love with this woman for 3 years. I know that we have karmic energy together. She is not into metaphysical. She does not like it. She doesn't want to hear about it. And whenever I bring it up, she shuts the door down on it. She says it's not part of God's will. Help me, Bonnie. I love her, but I want to look back into our future. What would you suggest, yes, Bonnie, that the men do?
For some reason, the radio shut off in the last part of it, but what I'm getting is he's into metaphysics, and he's with this woman, and she's not wanting to be into metaphysics. Is that the gist of what you had said? Because I couldn't pick up the end of that question. Can you...
I'm sorry, yeah, and we're having wildest technical difficulties, exactly that, and they're saying that he basically wants to look into past lives together. Every time he brings up this opportunity to his loved one, she in Manhattan does not want any part of that. She wants to basically, as if thinks it's something bad, and he really feels he should bring it up, and it's important to them now. He wonders what your suggestion is to talk to his loved one about bringing up karma and past lives.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of my favorite issues. And we're here with soulmates, we're here with soul friends, and of course past lives are very, very important. They're why we're here. We make up karma that way. And I'm going to bring twofold into this question because, see, I just wrote, you know, I always talk about non-negotiables and negotiables in a relationship. And it's so funny because I just wrote one that was metaphysics. It would be, for me, if he is looking into going to past lives with his girlfriend, and I'm assuming 3 years is a long time to date, so there's something there that isn't kind of gelling for him or her to make that commitment level. And I would bet it's because they have other issues that maybe they're not simpatico on. But let's talk about the past lives. I do believe it's important. I understand partners who don't want to hear it. I'm not real keen on the shutdown part because I do believe that when you're in a relationship, both of you have to be happy, and she should embrace your metaphysics. She might not believe it. She might not want to delve into it, but she has to want to hear it, and if she doesn't want to hear it, you've got some issues there that aren't just metaphysical. So my advice to you would be this. I love love, and I love that you've put a lot of time into this relationship. And I'm kind of wondering, are there other issues that, one, you're not really on the mark with? And if there are, you need to look into this before you put any more time into this relationship. But if you do decide that this relationship is for you and you know you have some karmic work to do with this person, I would really, again, communicate to her that this is very important to you, and that if it is, if the doors are shut, you can't move forward in any of your karmic experiences, because both partners should want to listen, even if they don't agree. And I know I've had several clients that this is what's happened. Either the husband's metaphysical and the wife isn't, or the wife is metaphysical and the husband isn't. It is a tough road to follow if you're really into spirit. But it can be workable. And it doesn't mean that you don't love her or she doesn't love you, but you've got to find a way to implore her to that this relationship is two ways, that you have to also have your needs met as well as her needs met. And you should be able to meet in the middle, and she should absolutely be able to listen to you and hear what you have to say. And if she can't, you really have to think about how far you want to go with it.
Love that. And I have Minnie here from Ontario, Canada, a very good friend of mine. He says, I can use her real name. She is not only a client of Jethro's, but a very good friend, letting me know that she has been listening to you, Bonnie, ever since you've come on. And she goes, I even go back and listen to the older shows. I can't wait for you to come to Ontario. We're going to show you a good time, you little rocker. We are also part of your group here, too. Yeah, or she's ready, we're ready. And if you guys get a chance on September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, see me and Bonnie Albers live at the Beverly Garland in California. Let's grab a few of these phones. We need to have some fun. 315, you're on live with Bonnie. Would you like to ask Bonnie a question metaphysically?
Yes. Hello? I would like to know. Hello? Can you hear me?
Sure.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. We love our callers. Thank you.
I was wondering if you could give me any messages from anybody that's passed over for me.
I'm seeing a woman. She doesn't look, you know, when I'm looking at this woman, she doesn't look that old. Do you have somebody that passed over that might have been a little older than you, or maybe been a friend or a mother that was young? Because I'm seeing a woman here.
Okay. Is a young friend that's a woman?
I don't know the age, because I don't know how old you are, but she doesn't look like a grandmother or anything like that. She looks, I would say if I'm looking at her, she probably looks like she's between maybe 50 and 70, which is, you know, it's a big age difference, but I can't tell. I can't really tell her age. So I don't know if it is a friend or a mother, but I know it's not a grandmother. And it's a woman who, let me listen to my guides for just a second.
Okay.
They said that this person is coming through, and they said that they love you very much. They know you've struggled in your life, and they are very proud of how well you've done. Do you know who this is?
I broke off. I heard that they love me very much, and then it went blank.
I'm sorry?
I heard that you said that they love me very much, but then it went blank on my end.
Okay. They know you've struggled, and I'm not quite sure what you struggled with, but they say they know you've struggled and that they are very proud of what you have done. So I'm only assuming maybe it's an aunt, mother, friend, you know, somebody who has a lot of interest in how well you do on this earth plane.
Yeah, it's probably my mom. Is she tiny?
Yeah. and she's saying, wait a minute. She said, you know who she is. Because I'm assuming she was feisty when she was on this earth plane, and she's laughing, pointing a finger. So I don't know if that was something she had her own mind is what I'm hearing.
My mom did.
And for some reason I'm smelling or I'm seeing some type of pie that or a something steaming. So it looks like it's a dessert. And it looks like your mom.
So that one gets me.
So she's laughing and she's telling you that she sends all her love. And wait a minute. And she's watching you, so you better behave. That's what she's saying.
Oh, that would be my grandmother.
Well, whoever they are, they're there, and I can see them shaking their fingers. So,
grandmother.
And they're very, 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 they love you. I can feel the love coming out for you. And they're smiling, so they like what you're doing. They feel like you're succeeding, but that you've had the struggles in your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and they're showing me, and I don't know why, but it looks like a pie, some type of a pie.
Well, that's what kind of swung me over to my grandmother, because my mother really wasn't a cook, but my grandmother did make homemade pies once in a while, you know, for the
both of them could be there, but they're showing me a big pie, and it smells so good, now I'm getting hungry, but it's got steam coming out of it, so... And she's got a big smile on her face, and I think they're having fun up there, so I don't think you have to worry about them. And they don't seem to be worried about you. They like what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for calling. I love that.
No, thank you.
We love you calling in, and you guys make it the best. And we've got a really wonderful special guest in the room here, and as we're looking in, we've got Gary Wimmer, our phenomenal, not only psychic, but cool musician friend. You heard Here Comes the Sun at the beginning of the show from, and Gary is on Mondays here with Bonnie. Any of you get a chance with Lithmacy, if you want to know about reading with stones and just basically know all the cool stuff, call Gary. Get a hold of him, and we had made a joke. Gary, I do apologize to you. I said we shot you with an elephant gun. I meant we were trying to keep you down, Cash. I got a lot of emails on who shot Gary. Now it's not in Dallas who shot JR, it's who shot Gary. We're like, I got to watch what this big mouth of Jethro's trying to tease. 808, how are you? You're on live with Bonnie Albers.
Oh, hi.
You guys, happy Labor Day.
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much. Happy Labor Day.
I'm doing good. I just want to say thank you. And since you're special in love, do you see anything? Or what's your feeling? My name is Kulu Leilani, by the way.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah.
Because your name is beautiful, and I think I told you that the last time. I love your name. It reminds me of every time I hear your name, which was before and now, I see a hula dancer, and it's really a real one. So she's got kind of like a lay, and she's doing her arms, and she's a very beautiful woman. So I love when you come and call because I love your name. Now, I didn't hear your question because we're having problems, technical difficulties. So can you ask me again?
Okay. I was just wondering what you see for my love life, since you got a relationship thing going on with the rock song. I thought I'd just go with it. Or any kind of message. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be about
I can't, but this is, I might have to call back in. Is Gary doing your reading or am I the only one on?
Gary's not here.
I'm...
You're the only one on, Bonnie. You're the only one on. You're fine.
Okay.
You're okay.
So you
we can hear you.
Okay, well, good. Then I'll keep going. You're asking if, you know, I can talk about all things. So you're asking me if I see anybody in your love life, correct?
Yeah, what you see in my love life.
Well, I see a guy sitting right there. So are you involved with someone?
Yeah, but we're separated over distance. He's going to come back in a few weeks. But it's kind of a rocky situation.
Well, I see him sitting right there. And I see that you're interested in him and you really do like him. I don't know where the rocky comes in, and maybe it's because it's a long-distance relationship or you don't trust him. But I do see him sitting right there because you're pulling him in. So why do you feel it's a rocky relationship?
Well, because we've had a long relationship and the feelings have shifted. And I was praying a lot about it. And when I was praying about it, he started changing and being the way he should have been a long time ago. But at the same time, other people were expressing their feelings towards me. Like, he was, like,
shut one door and open like five windows. And so now I'm just a little confused on just what is the right path. And besides working on myself, which I have been, I just want to make sure that I don't know if I can go for another go-around, if you know what I mean, because it just seems like we're just two different people.
Okay.
And it's been really hard to make it copacetic,
you
know, like make it work where it's not, you know, taking too much from yourself. You know, when you're in a relationship, you don't want to just keep on giving and you don't want to keep on taking. You want to, you know, you want somebody to be happy and you want to be happy, right?
I absolutely, you know me, I'm all about happiness and love, and I do believe it's equal. You know, and when I mean equal, a lot of people say, well, how can it be equal? He does this and I don't do that, or I do this. What I mean by equal is, and some people don't understand this, we don't always give 50-50 all the time. Sometimes you're going to give 100%, he's going to give nothing, and sometimes he's going to give 100% or 80% and you're going to give 20. That's how life works. We don't always give 50-50, but we try. And as long as it equals around 50-50 in the relationship always, because there's days when you just don't feel like it or days he doesn't feel like it. And so, you know, when I say 50-50, it just means it evens out, that you love and respect and you want to be with each other and you do for each other equally. But it doesn't always every day have to be equal. So I do believe he's a little – you know, I'm getting the feeling that you want to pull back and you want to look and see.
Cool. Hello. But we apologize with the interference. We're having a lot today on Blog Talk. We are, as you guys know, moving to A1R Radio and Spiritual Radio.
And I see him sitting right there.
And so I apologize, Bonnie. They're really hitting it. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but there is a lot of cutout from everybody talking.
I don't know whose spiritual channel is, but they are on our set, and we've got a lot of interference, and we've asked everyone that, you know, and to do it. And I'm sorry, Gary, it's you and Bonnie's time, but a lot of times we get a lot of other interference. We are going to shut the chat room down. I've got it held down. I do ask that they respect. Someone is hitting the administration button, and I hope it's not one of our other people. But for respect out all of us, Gary, I'm glad to see you back from your surgery. I'm really can't wait to work with you again. I'm going to try to catch our Bonnie because it's on the phone. Tell us a little bit, Gary, about how you are in Texas and what's going on. We've all been putting our prayers towards you getting back in the saddle.
Well,
Hi,
Bonnie. I want to thank you, both you,
Hi.
Jethro, and you, Bonnie, for the chocolates and the flowers. God bless their beautiful flowers. And at first I realized I'm supposed to put the chocolate in my mouth and the flowers in the vase. I had it kind of backwards, you know, at first. I was eating flowers. No, I wasn't really, but
I love
they're very appreciative. They're beautiful flowers, and I appreciate it. As far as my condition, I'm a lot better. They went in and did some work on L2, L3, L3, L4. My feet are no longer tingling. I feel a lot better. I'm walking around, and I'm very grateful. And compared to people in Syria, I'm especially grateful. And glad to be with y'all both.
I love
Jethro,
that.
You carry on,
I
man.
Love
I'm doing
I
well. Good to hear all you folks
you all
find
me?
Energy. Can
Thank
hear
you
me.
For calling us, Gary. We want you here, and we love you dearly. We want you to take it easy. And we have those of you who are doing the book with Lismacy. Gary, I got to keep you up, and all of you listeners, too. It's a perfect time to go through it. We're only on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. We have had the best of the best for you guys. With you listeners, you guys do put in on Psychics Gone Wild. If you hear of people that really have something going, please let them know to get a hold of us. That's what we're here for. This is a positive, loving community. That's why I know that with those of us who are doing this, it has hurt us with Blog Talk, and I'm contacting help right now because I have some individual who just keeps constantly doing this in our chat room. They've offered to help me. I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of them because this is a family group and we do light work. And I want you guys knowing that when we had to cut back, the hardest thing for me to do was the friendships and working with them, but we have to do this with everyone. So, Gary, we can't wait to have you back. We've got some new listeners in. We've got some new people coming in. Janine Reagan Sinclair has come back to help you guys with those healing questions. And this is where I lost my show Thursday over this because this person did this to us. I apologize to you listeners. I can only do what I can do. So we're going to go ahead and go on. And it's like, I laugh. It's very frustrating when they keep pushing the button on the administrator. but I can only do what I can do. So you guys know now a little bit of behind the scenes. I've been a very positive person. It looks like if this continues, we will be stepping down from Blog Talk Radio, and then there'll be more people lose their shows because this person that worked with us can't quit signing in. Mary Lou, how are you today?
Can you hear me, Mary?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you fine. If you can't, you're all right. Can you hear us? I guess
yeah.
She can't get into us. We're going to go right on to 615. How are you today? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello. I'm glad and welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. We are on live with Gary Wimmer, Jethro Smith, and we've got our wonderful Bonnie Albers. Would you like to ask Bonnie or Gary a question? Do you mind, Gary, if we have you work right away? I've missed you.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm just not sure when people can hear or not hear. We are having some interference, so
only these shows, and we'll get rid of that. We'll get rid of that situation as soon as I can get through. We're only going to do an hour show. I'm sorry, guys, but that person will be contacted as soon as we get done with this by someone of my that works for me to help me, so that we're not stressing, because this is not fair to me. This is stressing me out, and it's like 4 days a week we've cut back, and this person won't quit. So. Gary, you're on, and now we have 615. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in here, honey. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I really realize that sometimes people, you know, can't help. So would you like to talk to Gary?
Sure.
Okay. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Talisha.
Talisha, what a beautiful name.
Let me
give you a general reading for the next couple of months, okay? That's
okay.
Kind of the way I do things. And just for all you listeners, I use 16 stones, sun through Pluto, and then six on life. I drop into a circle, and I read them like a clock around for 12 weeks, so it covers 3 months. And whenever you say drop, my dear, as soon as I can hear you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you in general what I can see, okay?
Hello? Oh, I think it just cut
out. Now, can you still hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear you say drop.
Okay. Drop.
Say it loud and clear.
See, I can't hear anything.
Did you say it, sweetheart?
Yes. The phone's setting out, sorry.
They are, but I tell you what, I dropped them once you said yes, you said it. You've got a very interesting period you're going through right now. The reason I say it's interesting, because you have processed a lot of things about the past recently, and that's given you a new sense of inspiration, a new sense of feeling, a new sense of both commitments about your life, about your purposefulness, and it's going to give you a new fresh feeling about love here coming up pretty soon, because there's a lot of like ways you're starting to look at things that are different than the way you were looking at them pretty recently. You've done a lot of, I guess, almost like forced growth. You've had to grow up quickly. You've had to learn a lot of things rather quickly here in the last couple weeks and months. And it's doing you a lot of, it's doing you a lot of good, because it's helping you start to see how your own cycles work, how you can reorganize your life, and how you can get a lot of things centered here in the first couple weeks, probably more than effectively than you could just weeks ago. So this is actually a good time for you, even if you're not sure how everything's going to fall into play. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of new things. There's a lot of new ideas. There's a lot of new ways to see relationships and love. And so by the second and into the third week here, your activity is going to reflect this new change. Is this making sense to you, girl?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a good thing, because it's going to reflect a lot of change. You're going to be very start getting a lot of power here in the next couple week or two, and by the second and third week, you're going to find a lot of things where your energy is really working for you, whether it's in education, in plans, in business, or in life. All these are going to be falling into play for you quite powerfully, and part of you should really honestly look at yourself and compliment yourself. Go, wow, I've let go of some crap. You know, life's turning pressure, and that's better. And once you recognize that's a continuous process throughout life, and I'm 65, and, you know, Bonnie's 32, and Jess Lowe's 21, so we're, we're all adults. We realize we're always learning in life. Oh, I had to add some Psychics Going Wild jive to it. But by the fifth and sixth week, sweetheart, your decision making is so much better than it's been a long time, and it's going to open up to you by the seventh and eighth and ninth week all sorts of things about luck, about good planning, about good emotions. You're going to realize what you've learned and what you've let go of and how much that's helped you. You're going to feel a lot better plans around your place. You're not going to feel sort of uncertain about things like you have been. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be sort of surprised at how much you're learning in this period and how even though you got kind of shaken up, it makes sense, and it's going to teach you a lot of good things. Now, that's in general what I'm seeing. I hope that makes sense to you, sweetheart.
It does.
Hi.
Good. Good. Over to y'all.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. I'm hoping that my radio, the connection stays. I would like to ask if you would like to ask me anything about love and romance.
Of course I do. Love and romance is always an issue.
Do you have someone?
I do.
I know. I see that. So where's the romance an issue? You need to ask me.
The relationship is really, like, strange to me, and so I don't know if it's just me being overly obsessive.
Well, can you explain it? Because then I can give you an answer, because that's my specialty.
Okay, well, he's really distant. Like, at first, he was, like, with me all the time. For, like, 2 weeks straight, he was just here all the time, and then now he'll like, disappear for a week, and then he'll come around for maybe a couple hours, and then he'll disappear again for maybe a week or so, and he'll come back around. But when he comes around, he acts like he's never been gone.
Okay. You ever hear the expression catting around? Because that's what I'm hearing. Did you ever ask him where he's going?
He just says he's hanging out with his friends.
Okay. But he didn't do that in the beginning, right?
In the very beginning, he would maybe leave for a couple of hours, and then he would come back, like, the same day.
Have you ever, because I'm getting the feeling that maybe you haven't really had a talk with him about this, but
I'm
all for having bros and girlfriends, and I love that. I think it's a great, healthy atmosphere, but not when you go away for a week and you don't talk to your girlfriend about it. So I would please implore you to talk to him and say, hey, you know, I don't mind you having friends. I don't mind you going out with the guys, because I like that same ability when I have to go out with my girlfriends. But please give me the courtesy to tell me when you're going. And if our relationship is not that far along that you feel like you have to, please tell me, because that means that I'm much more involved in this relationship than you are. And that's what I'm kind of feeling. So if I were you, and I know you like him, but you're a little shy to talk to him about this, and I would please ask you to make sure that the next time he comes home that you do talk to him, because I have the feeling that he's used to doing this with other people before you. And it might be that he likes you enough and that he wants to be with you and he wants you to respect him and he respects you, and he just might need a little talk and to sit and tell him what really you want out of this relationship.
Thank you, and I lost you on the phone. Please call back. That was Jethro's fault. We've got Mary Lou back. Mary Lou, you got disconnected earlier. It was not deliberate. I saw you wrote in the room. We have a lot of conflict. Someone there thinks there's a lot of scary stuff going on. I think what we're having is just energy. So, Mary Lou, can you hear me? You're back on live.
I hear you fine. Yay.
Good.
Hi, Mary Lou.
We always did hear you, and we're glad you came in. Please ask your question of Bonnie Albers or Gary Wimmer.
Bonnie or Gary, I'm working on researching a past life, and I made it through a lot more details, and I'm looking to get further, and I was just wondering if anything comes up that might help me with this journey.
Bonnie, you take it first, and I'll add to it.
Okay, I'm getting in and out. I can hear you in and out, so I'm going to tell you what I think I hear, that you're looking to do some more past life work, that you already have visited your past lives. Is that correct?
I'm particularly working on one in particular, and I'm trying to document it in detail. And it's
okay,
from 1850 to 1916, female.
Okay. I see you. It doesn't look like you. Do you see yourself there? Because I kind of, when you told me that, I kind of see you. It's in a field, like a field, and you have long clothes on. You have, like, your hair is kind of pulled up a little bit, and it's kind of not Victorian clothes because you're in a field, but a nice, beautiful long skirt and a blouse. So I don't think you're here. I think maybe it's some place in Europe. Did you get that? Because that's what I'm picking up.
She traveled the world extensively. She was in Europe.
Yeah, that's the part I'm picking up. And since it is your past life and your guides, I'm sure you're, you know, who helped me with my past lives, and believe me, I've seen many of them, are your guides. Do you talk to your guides and ask them to show you?
Most of my interest came externally, and I would think that it should come internally, but somehow people just kept on talking to me about it, and all these unconnected people for years and years and years can't stop talking about it, which builds your curiosity to look into it.
Oh, okay. So have you felt this, or just you've had people tell you who you are?
I had people talk about this one lifetime, and I have felt, I have felt interest in that time period, and as I look into the little tidbits they tell me, I prove that what they were talking about existed. So I'm looking to get in very vivid detail a lot of information. This life is very documented.
Well, the one I see, and I, you know, again, it's your past life. But what's coming through to me is this woman, and she's standing on a like a mountain, like a hill. And I see the color clothes you're wearing. I see it's a long royal blue, almost long skirt, and you've got a white blouse. It's all tucked in. Your hair is up, so it's long hair, but it's up. And I see you just staring out. And you've got very creamy white skin. And it looks like you might have been a teacher, or you might have been, you might have been part of maybe the rich elite or something. You weren't really working the fields in that life that I see you in. And it looks like you might have been like, you know, I'm going to say Miss Mary. So that, you know, that's what I'm picking up. But, you know, when you do work on past lives, it's great to get some other people, and I know I have. But I've seen snippets of my past life. So you might really want to start to meditate and start to ask your guides to open that up for you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna hand that over to Gary, because that's all that I can give you on that past life that I see.
Her name was Mary.
Ah, see? Well, I do see her, honey. I do see you. And I do see the work you're doing. And it's kind of like teaching. I don't know why I think that, but it's coming to me. And you're dressed very scholarly. So you're not, you know, like I said, you're not working the field. You're a teacher of some sort, or you're teaching something. So good luck with that, because you look like a very beautiful lady.
Well, thanks.
Loving the energy you guys are getting here. We've got a lot of people teasing me that they can tell that things are changing. We've got Gary back. He's wilder than ever, and we're doing this today. Monday's gone wild. The fun thing is, you know, we have had so many stuff going in. There's like, you know, it's like I still do that. This is someone else that's got their time right now. And what we're going to also do for those of you who are trying to do this as a living is explain to everybody, go to psychesgonewild.com and check us out. We do the show. We do help you. We love to help you, but we'd honestly have to tell you the really great secret is this is our way of communicating with you. So if you have a chance, and I do, anyone who keeps emailing me, I have to let you go because I just can't do that. So let's do some fun here on Psyche's Gone Wild. We always and have been one of the fun shows, and that's what I was real known for, and that's what I'd like to stay known for, and that's what I'm going to do. 210. Hey, Bonnie. How are you, 210? You're on live with Psychic Jethro. Gary, hello. Bonnie, another person that's got a wine. I don't know, we got a lot of stuff going, 210. How are you?
Hey, it's so wild. Come on, let's do it.
You do got
I'm ready.
You're going to be there. I think you're California. You're going to be there with me and Bonnie at the Beverly Garland. Bonnie says she dances on tables. I have two of my clients that do belly dance, and they will be teachers. I can do the M and
really?
Dummy.
Wow.
I'm learning. I'm a little baby at it, but we're going to have fun.
I could show her some moves.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Bonnie. Let's do it, girl. Get up there. Come on.
I am, baby. I am. You just don't know me. I mean, I don't make it a spectacle of all. I'm gonna try taming myself.
We gotta have that fun after all that other stuff we go through in life. You know, we get up there and just have that fun. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. Out here in San Antonio. I've been out here a little over 9 months, maybe close to 9 months. And it's been a struggle, but I'm making it. I'm seeing a lot of positive things going around. I don't know what you see that you can help me go through it, or what's coming around, and what I should focus on, or something.
Gary, I don't know if you can hear, because I only picked up the last part. So
I heard a little of. Did you say you moved to Texas?
I moved to San Antonio, Texas. I've been here close to 9 months, and I've had a little struggle. But
let me kind of give you a real quick 3 month reading. And to the previous caller, Bonnie, I was picking up a lot of the same things you were about the past life. It takes a little more concentration to really dig into a past life than just a short on the radio. So if you really want to dig into a past life, it's going to take a little bit more time. And to you, caller from San Antonio, welcome to Texas.
Thank you, Gary.
Welcome to Texas, the land of Rick Perry and, no water. So anyway.
We've got to have margaritas with that table dance, though, okay?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
But as you've been talking, my dear, and as we've been giving you good energy, and as San Antonio has been saying hello, I've been charging these stones, and all you have to do is say drop, and then I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple of months with your new arrival in San Antonio, okay?
Yes, sir.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, this is actually a very good time for you, because it's going to put a lot of the past where it needs to be, in the past. It really is. It's helping you recognize a lot of luck about the past relationships, even though they've been they may not be what you're going through now, but you're letting go of a lot of that. And that's why it's helping you renew your whole life. You really do have the sun right next to Pluto and the magic stone in the first week or two. So this is showing you a big transformation and a good time to really turn 180 degrees. And it's almost like you've been debating whether you can actually do this 180. And I'm saying not only can you, in your heart, in your mind, you know you've already done it. You're ready for it. You're ready for things to unfold. So in this next week and a half or two, along with you finding this new power source within yourself, it's almost like you're not going to settle for being chewed up by the past anymore. And the more you set your mind on that, the more you're going to find out in the next week and a half or two that things are really moving your way. They really are. You're going to find a lot of fresh communication. You're going to find fresh people. You're going to start making decisions in a way that really has to do with you moving forward rather than you trying to correct the past, which we cannot do. Is this making sense to you, sweetheart?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Okay, because you've got a lot of good transformation here that's really going to help you a lot. And like I said, you've almost debated this. But anyway, through the next week and a half or two, don't debate it anymore. You've made the change. Allow it to affect you in a very empowering way, which is what you've decided and what you've wanted and what you've set yourself up for. Because by the third and fourth week here, not only have you got so much fresh things with organization and planning and structure and feeling good about your place, you're starting to make a lot of long-term plans. Because you've already made the short-term plans in the first couple weeks and good decisions. So then you start looking at long-term plans and how men, relationships may be involved in those in the future. So you're opening up your heart again in a lot of fresh ways, and that's very good for you. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've really, the transformation that you're starting this period with, almost like a determination to see things differently, is not only going to work out for you, it's going to open up a bunch of fresh opportunities that you would have not had you stayed in the same situation you're in. So you're going to find about the 7th and 8th and 9th week, wow, not only is my life really restarted and so forth, but there's all sorts of fresh options coming into play that you had no idea would have happened. I hear some background noise, not quite sure what it is, but hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Okay, and from the 9th to the 12th week here, there's a whole lot of fresh stability for you. There's a lot of fresh emotions. You're really looking toward the future. So in a nutshell, you're at the right place at the right time. You've made the right decision. Don't be afraid to be a winner now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to work things, have things work out better than you anticipated rather than just sufficient. You with me, girl?
Yes, Gary.
Think big and let it happen. That's what I'm seeing, because this is really a good transformation period to you. So breathe deep and let the new vibes work for you. Don't be afraid of the change you're going into. Embrace it. let it clear everything out. Now I'm turning it over to Sister Bonnie. I hope you enjoyed that, sweetheart.
Thank you. Yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you, Jethro. You are wonderful. You know I love you, and I'm so happy you're back. And I love your girlfriend, Brooke, and I'm sure she was a big part of you getting better. But anyway, I'm so sorry that I said that, and now let me get back to you. Can you ask me a question about your romance and relationships? Because I'm seeing something, and I'd like you to ask me.
My woman?
Yeah. Can you ask me about your love and romance? Do you have a question about your love and romance life?
Yeah, I actually do. I've had, since I've been in San Antonio, I had a girlfriend that really took it hard from me because we broke up. And her name is Joanne. And then after that, I got involved with a married woman, believe it or not, that has problems. And I stayed friends with the married woman, but Joanne, I try to stay friends with her because I'm not the type of person that likes to hold grudges or, you
You're
know.
Cutting out.
I believe
I'm
in forgiveness.
I'm so sorry. And, I can't hear what...
Okay, and it's all right. We apologize to you, listener. The phones are cutting out on you, and there seems to be a lot of sound there. There we go. I just cleared it. Those of you,
okay.
When I do mute, I do apologize, but that's why I mute you, because the outside sounds. I know, like, a good friend of mine joked, they said they listened in, and the person was making a really good drink that day, and they were using the ice and all the things. The problem is, with your phone, it does pick it up. So if you're really close to the window, we can hear you. And I had a person tease me, said, I'm not hanging my head out of the window. I said, don't do it. Just get close. Feel the energy and any other outside sounds. I love you from 210. We're glad you called in. We got your question. We do one limited. We're down to 10 minutes today, Monday. Normally we're a little longer. I do know I'm on the Healing Fountain today. Jen Christy Drinkle got a hold of me from the Healing Fountain. I'm going to go on there Monday. I'm going to do my best. Gary, thank you. Last time I was on there, Gary came in the room, and we made him wild. I have more fans of the United Kingdom than I ever knew. They said that we were crazy. So they came over here to say hi. You guys will go over there and say hi. We do love that. I love you guys. 508, you're on live with Psyche's Gone Wild with Gary and Bonnie.
Oh, hi.
Thank you.
So
yes,
I had a question. Can you hear me?
Sure. Oh, yeah, we can hear. I apologize. Just trying to get your name.
Robin.
Robin, we thank you. Would you like to talk with our Bonnie, and I'll give her the mic?
Definitely, yeah. I do have some confusion. I've moved recently, and I've made a nice fresh start, and it's only been 2 months. And I did have a question about where my I have a romantic connection with someone that I haven't been able to see. And I'm a little confused about why it's not happening, because I've had a lot of faith that it will happen, and he's actually the only true connection I feel in my heart. I haven't been in a relationship for a long time, but I am wondering if I'm wasting my time, and also I'm open to something happening, but this person is in my heart, so I'm open to something new. I'm just a little confused. He said it's a work situation. We haven't made an actual commitment yet, But there's been a friendship, and there's been some romance. And it's just his busyness. We haven't been able to get together since I moved.
Well, how long has it been since you moved, can I ask? And congratulations. I'm glad that you made that move and you're happy, and that's fabulous.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels like a lot of new beginnings, definitely. It's been 2 months. I moved in June.
Okay, and how far is he?
He's about 2 hours away.
Okay. And does he work? Does he have a job that he works pretty long hours?
Yeah, he does. And he's also working with someone, I believe, to start a business or helping them start a business or something. You know, it's not real clear, his communication, what's holding him up. Maybe he's afraid, because we do have a strong connection, and I think he might be hesitant in what he wants to do with it, or maybe he really is just busy. I don't know.
Well, can I ask, have you gone back to see him?
No, just because I didn't want to insinuate, you know, that was what was happening. We haven't really established that it's a relationship. It's a friendship.
Okay, now I get it. Okay, I love friendships to start first, and I'll tell you why. I love when you have something in common, when you can laugh, you can talk openly, you can feel each other before you get into that romantic state of mind, because then it's, you know, hook, line, and sinker for most of us. So when you can establish a friendship that first, especially if you're not 20 or, you know, 18, 20, 30, whereas that is the first thing you think about, I love that friendship starts, because really at the end, that's what really makes you and gets you through the day. So I love that you're friends first, and I see that maybe you want to take this romantically, and it maybe started, and it kind of hesitated. Is that what I'm feeling? It kind of hesitated, and I don't know if it's because you moved or you were scared or he was scared, but I think the whole problem here is talking to each other about the next level, because I do believe that if you're wasting your time or he is, both of you need to know that. Because sometimes friendship is all that we can really offer somebody. But if it isn't, the best way to find out, and you know I'm going to tell you this, is communication, communication, communication. You know, call him, go meet him, and as a friend, and tell him what you want and see what he wants. If you hesitate and he hesitates, you might want to put this on the back burner and start looking forward.
Yeah. Well, he's hesitating. He's the one who's got the problem with communicating. And you know, the last communication was that he's busy with this business thing, and I let it go at that point.
Well, you know, I do think he is. I do feel he is busy. And I do think he puts his work first. So I wouldn't really worry about that. I would worry about talking to him and making him understand that you do know that that's important to him and you, and that you understand he's going to start a business or that he's involved in business, but that, you know, if you want to take it to the next level, you know, you need to know if that's a possibility, because I do see he really likes you, but I do see he puts his work first.
Oh, yeah. I guess the thing was, that definitely was my plan. If he would ever communicate and we would ever get together, that I would definitely discuss that, because I'm not going to, you know, waste my time like a young girl.
Absolutely. So if I were you, I'd make it happen. If you have to go there, it's worth the trip.
Yeah. Well, do you see him being able to make that communication with me, to take the next step with, hey, I've got time, let's get together, or will he just not do that?
I think that if you go there and you set up a dinner, you know, that you're going to meet him for dinner and that you just want to be friends, that, you know, you're coming there just because, you know, both of you can have dinner and you want to hear about, you know, what's going on with him, he absolutely will meet you. He is very hesitant, though, and this has to do with business. And I don't, you know, a lot of men and a lot of men and females, they need to have that business first, and they want to be able to feel secure. And we don't, you know, I love that. So I think you should meet him. I think you can talk to about it. But you do know that even if you do take it to the next level, it is going to be business first. So you should know that.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because sometimes I do that too. Okay.
Yeah. So go get
and
him.
I've got, I've got something I'm starting next week, you know, to do on the side, a class that I may branch out to do my own business thing. So I'm hoping that'll bring some. It's been a little bit of loneliness since I've been here, just because my age group, it's hard to meet people. So I'm hoping that will open the door.
Oh, I think you're going to meet people where you are. I think you're going to have some friends. I think you're going to be busy with some activities. And I think you're going to be fine where you are. I really do see you really liking where you are.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And go
get them. Go at least try. I really believe that you need to make that first move and that first step, and that way you won't feel like you're wasting your time.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And if you've got any love or romance questions, call me back.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
We thank everybody. This has been Psychics Gone Wild. We are at the point here that we want to have your opinion. This is Monday. We've been doing 90 minutes. We've had quite a few of you ask to not do the show only for an hour. We do it jam-packed. Those of you who know our best shows are 28 minutes long. We love you. I know today was a lot of interference. Please, the best way to let them know is to get a hold of Blog Talk Radio. I had an individual let me know today that it has nothing to do with the chat room. So whatever is happening, please give your idea. I know that we can hear you fine on the three computers we have here. I do not have them all in the same room running successfully, but we are having a lot of situation here on this show, and we welcome all of you. This is Psychic Jethro. Gary, tell them yay in Texas. Then we've got Bonnie, and in 2 minutes, the door shuts, and they run us out that door.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Brother Jethro. Sister Bonnie, great to hear your advice. And to the last caller, whenever you're learning about life and people, it's really not a waste of time. Look at what you're learning. Always look at what you're learning. God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you, Jethro. Thank you. God bless you, Bonnie. Y'all have a good week, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, Gary. And we're going to go ahead and now we go back and let Bonnie, I apologize, you guys were like, why is everybody talking over? It's our phones. They're crazy. It's Bonnie. Bonnie, would you like to say something to everybody before they scoot us home?
Yes, I do want to say something. I've written, you know, all of you have asked me about the non-negotiables and negotiables, and I'd love to be able to, in the next show, give you my opinion on them. I love romance. I love relationships. I love love. So call in and let me help you.
We've had a lot of people write, these two are so good. We've got to have an hour of each, and we're working on it. So you guys, let us get together. We'll talk. We'll get it together. You'll have an hour of Gary and an hour of Bonnie on Psychics Gone Wild.
Nice.
Loving all of you guys. I'm going to be taking a little time off, and I want you guys to know the reason is, if you need a reading, that's what I do. So I'll be doing less radio, more being a psychic. That's what I enjoy, and that's where I'll be. Look me up on psychicsgonewild.com.
I can't hear anything, so I'm going to say goodbye. I love you all.
Or JethroSmith.net, and we love Bonnie. She can't hear anything, but I can hear her, and we love her. Take care. Talk to you actually Thursday night.